Welcome to On This Day with Trey, your daily history podcast of something fun, cool, or interesting that happened on this very day in history. I'm your host, Trey Dorn, and let's get going today. Today is June 21st, and on this day in 1893, the Ferris wheel was introduced at the World's Columbian Exposition in Chicago. Also known as the Chicago Wheel, the original Ferris wheel was designed and constructed by George Washington Gale Ferris Jr. It was 80.4 meters or 264 feet tall and was the largest attraction there when it opened up in 1893. It was intended to rival the 324 meter tall Eiffel Tower, which had been the centerpiece of the 1889 Paris Exposition. The exposition itself ended in October of 1893, and the wheel closed in April of 1894, was dismantled until the next year, where it got rebuilt on the north side of Chicago near Lincoln Park, next to a kind of fancy neighborhood. The local residents, especially William D. Boyce, filed a circuit action against the owners of the wheel. They have it removed, but without success. It operated there from October 1895 until 1903, when it was again dismantled. It eventually got transported to St. Louis for the 1904 World's Fair, and then it was eventually taken down by controlled demolition in May 11th, 1906.